This month, two different lawsuits were filed in Kansas over a new abortion law. But the lawsuit that Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri filed on June 20th isn't about the freedom to perform abortions. It's about freedom of speech. Alex Smith has the story.
Okay, when you open the Woman's Right to Know website, you can see an image for...
In her office near downtown Overland Park, Mary Kay Culp pulls up a website on her computer. It features video and photos of fetuses at different stages of development, as well as information about health impacts of abortions.
Accessed by, you know, many pregnant women and their families.
Beginning on July 1st, all abortion providers in Kansas will need to provide a link to this website with a message calling it objective, non-judgmental, and scientifically accurate. It's one of the requirements of the recently passed House Bill 2253. Culp, who is state executive director of Kansans for Life, explains why her organization pushed for this part of what's called the Women's Right to Know Act.
Abortion was legalized under the mantle of choice, and yet one really needs a lot of information to make a good choice.
According to the new law, abortion providers will not only need to link to the website, but provide women seeking abortions with additional statements scripted by the state. But Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri say there's more going on with the Women's Right to Know Act than simply informing women. The organization's CEO, Peter Brownlee, explains.
The state of Kansas for the last 3 years has been intent on providing information and misinformation intended to persuade someone not to have an abortion, requiring physicians and others who provide abortion services to give misleading information.
In a lawsuit filed on June 20th, Planned Parenthood claims that the new abortion law, which Kansas passed in April, violates the freedom of speech of abortion providers. Planned Parenthood says the law compels them to endorse information they disagree with and to make misleading statements. Among these is a written statement that abortion providers must give a woman before she can receive an abortion. It reads, "By no later than 20 weeks from fertilization, the unborn child has the physical structures necessary to experience pain." But Brownlee says this is misleading.
So it raises the suggestion that at 20 weeks of pregnancy, a fetus experiences pain. We object to that statement.
While some doctors believe a fetus can feel pain at 20 weeks, proof of this is far from conclusive. A 2012 paper published in the Journal of Maternal, Fetal, and Neonatal Medicine surveyed 217 recent studies. The majority of these state that fetuses can't feel pain until at least the third trimester. But whether the information that abortion providers are required to give is scientifically conclusive may not matter, at least not according to a similar case settled last year. In 2005, South Dakota passed a law which required abortion providers to tell patients that getting an abortion would put them at an increased risk of suicide. Planned Parenthood sued, again because it claimed providers were being compelled to give misleading statements. The case went through several appeals and ended up in the federal 8th District Court. Ruth Ann Robson teaches law at City University of New York. By phone, she explained that the court upheld the law in July of 2012, even though the state showed little evidence that abortion causes increased suicide risk.
It seems as if they relied upon that there didn't really need to be that evidence to convince the court, that it's enough if the state has kind of a reasonable or can rely on that, even if there are different kinds of evidence.
In the Planned Parenthood versus Rounds decision, the court allowed the state to make its own interpretations about medical risks, even where there's uncertainty.
They kind of say there doesn't really need to be a scientific basis, or that maybe risk is a term of art.
The South Dakota law inspired the Kansas law, at least in one part. The two states' laws share this line. Abortion will terminate the life of a whole separate, unique, living human being. The Kansas law requires providers to also give this as a written statement to a woman before she can receive an abortion, and it's another one of the provisions challenged in Planned Parenthood's lawsuit. Peter Brownlee says the statement lies outside of the bounds of medicine.
That is a religious and ideological statement. It's not a statement of medical fact or physical fact. The decision about whether and when a human being exists in the course of pregnancy is also complicated and one around which there's a lot of disagreement.
But Mary Kay Culp believes that saying abortion ends the life of a human being is simply stating a biological fact.
It's ridiculous from a biological point of view that they're objecting to that or saying it's religious or philosophical. Now, whether or not it's right to be able to end the life of a human being
whether it's right or wrong, one can make the argument that that's a religious or philosophical point of view.
Of course, this issue doesn't actually affect a provider's ability to perform an abortion. It all basically comes down to a handful of formalities that a few medical professionals in Kansas will have to add to a long list of formalities. So why are groups like Kansans for Life and Planned Parenthood putting so much energy into it? Mary Kay Culp says for her, it's a small step in reducing the numbers of abortions.
Ideally, anyone who was thinking about abortion would have enough information that they'd realize that is not something they want to do if they care about their future mental and physical health and the health of the culture.
But Peter Brownlee says Planned Parenthood is obligated to protect the freedom of speech of its abortion providers.
When the physician is being required in this instance to put that statement in writing to a patient as part of the informed consent process, we think it's wrong. We think it's, again, compelled speech, a violation of the First Amendment. So we believe we have the obligation to challenge it.
And while cases over compelled speech are not new in the abortion struggle, law professor Ruth Ann Robson says these cases are happening more often and more are likely to come.
It's definitely been happening a lot more. As states are more and more telling doctors what they have to say, or organizations, what they have to say.
Planned Parenthood had also sought an immediate injunction to stop the law from being enforced beginning on July 1st. But on Wednesday of last week, a federal judge in Kansas denied the injunction. The hearing for the lawsuit will begin on July 29th. For Casey Currents, I'm Alex Smith.